Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And I trust all is going well for you early this morning. And you're about to face a new day. And the way to face every day is with the truth of God in your heart and praise and joy in your mouth. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his lips. The words that we speak, maybe the morning hasn't started that great. But you confess the Lord Jesus Christ. You confess his truth. You confess his blessings. You confess his favor on your life. Come on, stop grumping and moping around and mumbling and murmuring and complaining and begin to speak the blessings of God. Let your mind focus on the good promises of God, the things that are true, the things that are honest, the things that are pure, the things that are just, the things that are lovely. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And as you meditate on these things, your heart will be supercharged with that which is good, and you'll begin to offer up praise and thanksgiving. Boy, you could be someplace in this world where you've been sleeping on the dirt floor, having to fight off black mambas and green mambas and cobras. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about how the masses of the people in this world have to live compared with your life? You have running water? You have electricity? You have a bed? You have clothes? You have transportation? See, I don't have a car. Well, you got a bus, don't you? Comes along the highway all the time. They can pick you up for almost nothing and take you where you have to go. Think on the good things. Think on the positive things. You have a full stomach. You have food. Well, the Bible says if you have food and raiment and so forth, be content. Because the masses of people in this world do not have these things. And so, be happy. Okay? In Romans chapter 8, Scripture says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, remember yesterday we were talking about what Jesus said in John chapter 10. He said, obey me, and I've come so that you can have that life, that you can have it more abundantly. But whenever you disobey, it's an open door for the devil to come and steal. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's backed up by Galatians chapter 6. It says, be not deceived. Well, that's an interesting command right off the top, isn't it? Be not deceived. It stands to reason that it is conceivable you can be deceived. You can be tricked. You can be made to believe something that's not so. And so it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. You see, what's that mean? I'm not mocking God. Well, when he has specifically told you not to do something, and you say, well, I'm going to do it anyway because I know better than God, and everything's going to be just great, you're mocking him. You're saying, you know what you're talking about, God. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Okay, think that through. Whatever I sow, that's what's going to come up. So, if I go out and I walk in love towards people, if I don't get led around by my flesh trying to get the best for myself, not caring about others, doing whatever it is the flesh wants to drive me to do, then if I'll be sowing God's trust, God's obedience, God's faithfulness into my life by doing what he told me to do, then I'm going to reap back what I have sowed. For he that soweth to his flesh, remember that scripture now we read from Romans, all right, Romans chapter 8, says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. but after the Spirit. All right? For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And you know what corruption is. Corruption is death and decay. And you don't want that. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now you want life. Life everlasting is another way of saying eternal life. But in this sense, it's not talking about the new heavens and the new earth, even though that's part of it. It's talking about the very essence and the force of God flowing into our lives and out of our lives, which causes prosperity and blessings. Years ago, the 700 Club had a commercial, and it looked like the desert. Nothing was growing there. And then water began to trickle into it. And as the water came, vegetation sprang to life all around it. Wherever the water went, life appeared. Now, Jesus said that in that great day of the feast, he stepped forward and he said that those who believe on him would have life flowing out of them. Out of their innermost being would flow a river of living water. As you are obedient to Jesus, as you follow the commands of the Holy Spirit, as he leads, guides, and brings you into truth, then life begins to flow into you, begins to flow out of you, and everywhere you go, prosperity begins to follow. That lines up right with Psalm 1, doesn't it? That blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and to be envied is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight, his meditation is in the law of the Lord, and that he'll be like a tree planted beside the waters, and they will bring forth his fruit in his season, and his leaves won't wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, that's what's for. He that soweth to his flesh, don't do it. Don't be drawn into sin by your flesh. Crucify it. It will reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting, or eternal life, the very nature and force of God. You are one of those that God, before the foundations of the world, knew was coming. His Spirit called you. You have responded. And you are the salt of the earth. You are the light. But in order to be all that you can be in God's kingdom, you have to become obedient to his truth. And that way, you'll be kept enclosed in a shield of God's favor that obedience to his word provides. See, because when you sow to the flesh, you give the thief the chance to come and to steal and to kill and to destroy. But when you obey, you are putting on the full armor of God, able to stand against all the tricks, all the deceits of the enemy. Remember that word deceit, because you go back to Galatians. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You say, well, I've been doing that. I've been doing what God called me to do. And it's like, oh, when is all this good stuff going to happen? Okay. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You go to Hebrews chapter 10. It says, cast not away your confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. Don't just start, and then if things don't go exactly the way you think they're supposed to, you give up and you quit. Because quitters never win. And winners never quit. So if you fall down, pick yourself up. God will be there to help you. And he will straighten you out. And he'll get you back into the winner's circle. Because remember, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom.